Why become a Christian? 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, part 2. Why become a Christian? The Christian has the privilege of eternal life. 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 to 25 says, "Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life." Eternal life will be the precious possession of God's people in the world to come, as we read in Mark chapter 10, verse 29 to 30. "And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." Eternal life is more than immortality. It means living in glory and honor. Romans chapter 2, verses 4 through 11 says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, on the Jew first and also to the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. And there is no respect of persons with God." We know that God will not go back on his promises. Therefore, his children have the hope or the expectation of salvation. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." The Christian knows that he has eternal life in promise. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 and 5 reads, "Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life." The Christian has the privilege of sonship. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." The honor is to be called the sons of God. The inheritance is a reservation in heaven. We become joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 17 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him." 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." The Christian has the privilege of praying to God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, and this is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. We have the promise that all things will work together for good. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Christians have the expectation of being like Jesus when He comes. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 says, For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Again, there is motivation, power, in love. 1 John 4, 19 says, We love Him because He first loved us. Jesus' love for men has been shown. As we read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 9, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. He gave up for men the glory of heaven for a humble sojourn on earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. This love should prompt men to love the Lord in return. Those who love the Lord obey Him, serve Him, and live for Him. John 14, 15 says, If you love Me, keep My commandments. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Genuine love moves men to become Christians and remain faithful to the Lord.